USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A blue wave? Maybe not, but there is a likelihood, according to many projections, that Democrats are going to gain control of the U.S. House with around a dozen of the two dozen races they need to do so already in their pocket. CNN's projecting that Dems could end up with 10 or more seats than they need to regain control. The first Democratic House race to flip a district saw Virginia's Jennifer Wexton beat Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock, Wexton already claiming victory.
You made it happen when you gave your time and your treasure and your passion to this campaign, and that is why I stand before you tonight as your congresswoman-elect.
There's no sign Dems will be able to regain the Senate. Not unexpected, former Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney wins a Senate seat in Utah. Election night coverage on USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Breaking news as Republican Ted Cruz is apparently getting another term in the U.S. Senate. Several networks now projecting that Cruz is, in fact, the victor in his race against Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. A few weeks ago, the two were neck and neck, but Cruz closed the gap in recent days, especially after President Trump appeared at a campaign rally for him not long ago. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying moments ago on Fox News that the president set out to
unify the party, brought them together, and you're seeing the results of that hard work pay off tonight. So far, we feel good about where we are, but still a long night to go.
The Florida amendment that called for restoring felon voting rights has been approved by voters. It will automatically restore the right to vote for people with prior felony convictions, except for those convicted of murder or a felony sexual offense. And you're listening to election coverage on USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Vice President Joe Biden seriously considering running for president in 2020. After he cast his ballot for the midterms in Delaware this morning, Biden was peppered with questions about a potential run and said he has to make a decision about what he's going to do, and he will do so after the first of the year. He then added it's, quote, going to be a family decision. Biden's voice very hoarse after a nonstop campaigning over the past few days on behalf of Democrats, a hectic schedule that led many to believe he's seriously considering a run of his own. The FBI is searching for a suspect who took a North Carolina girl from outside of her home. Officials say 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar was last seen near the Rosewood Mobile Home Park in Lumberton at about 7 a.m. yesterday as she was waiting for her family to arrive. The North Carolina Highway Patrol canvassing the area, witnesses telling police they saw a man with a yellow bandana covering his face force her into a nearby vehicle. There's a reward out of $15,000 for help in finding her. And Papa John's sales are plunging after the racist slur controversy surrounding their founder. The pizza chain has seen a 16% drop in sales, amounting to a loss of $68 million in 3 months. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.